As you continue along, you will soon reach the crest of the Red and White Trails. The White Trail veers off to the left and brings you down a valley that will meet up with the Yellow Trail. For a shorter hike, follow the White Trail until it meets the Yellow Trail. Turn left and pick up the rest of the audio tour. For a complete tour, follow the Red Trail toward the northwest corner of the preserve. There's an interesting little-known fact about this area that may surprise you. At the height of the Red Trail is the site of a long-term monitoring study on squirrels. A study conducted in the late 70s found that flying squirrels are the most abundant squirrels in the area, more common than the gray squirrel that you have probably already spotted, or the small red squirrel. The nocturnal activity of the flying squirrel keeps them from visitors' view. The park-like feel in this area is due to the lack of undergrowth caused by high deer browse. Young trees, shrubs, and grass species are absent. Absent as well are the birds and other species that depend on this forest structure. To improve forest health and allow other wildlife to thrive, the Conservancy is trying to reduce the deer population.